given the short time available to us and the exceptional circumstances that this dialogue is taking place in, I'll try to be very succinct and put a series of very specific questions. And in case we have any time remaining tomorrow, in the follow-up questions, I might add some more questions. So thank you. I'm going to be focusing on Articles 13, 14, and 15, so right to education and cultural rights. This committee is very concerned that primary education isn't universal according to the data we have. Children of between 6 and 11 years of age, if you look at that sector of the section of the population, only 85% of them are in education. That means that 15% of that age group isn't in education, particularly affecting Indigenous people and the Afro-Honduran population. The data for secondary education are even more concerning. Pre-primary or infants education is very underdeveloped in the country, with around 35% of children in that age group in a educational system. We're also concerned by the infrastructure of educational centres and schools, particularly in rural areas. So I'll move on to my questions then. What is the state budget allocated to public education, and how has that budget evolved in recent years? And following the presentation given by the Secretary of State at the beginning of this dialogue, we'd be particularly interested to hear about which plans or commitments exist aiming to increase the budget in terms of percentage of public expenditure in education. We'd also be grateful for any detailed and updated information you can provide concerning children outside of the school system. We're particularly interested to have disaggregated data by education level, primary, secondary, and higher education, and disaggregated by sex as well. We've heard about significant progress in terms of the free provision of primary education, but I'd like to seek clarification as to whether or not all of the expenditure associated with education is free as well. So there are often direct and indirect costs which might prevent access to education of young people belonging to the more impoverished portions of the population. We've been told about the creation of 1,233 bilingual schools, and I'd like to know, or centres rather, I'd like to know whether or not you could give us information concerning the context of the establishment of those centres and the conditions around the training of staff there. We've also heard about the persistence of certain gender stereotypes in textbooks. Do you have some kind of process in place to overhaul the content of your school textbooks and ensure that it fully respects the best standards in terms of equality? You can't have quality education without having an appropriate and competent process and dignified labour conditions. And so could you tell us about the public policies that are in place to ensure that you have attained these goals? Another question that's of interest to us is how does the state intend to attain the goal of correcting the imbalances that exist in rural areas and that exist among the Indigenous population and the Afro-Honduran population in terms of quality education? We'd like specific information as well concerning the measures adopted to guarantee the access of persons with disability to education. A final question in the area of education: how do you guarantee access to education in Indigenous languages in the current country currently? Turning now to cultural rights, I'd like to put the following questions to the distinguished delegation. with their permission. We've received information concerning digital literacy campaigns. What are the outcomes of these campaigns? What percentage of the population has genuine access to the internet? What programs are in place around literacy and access to the internet, in particular among the poorest communities and in the rural, indigenous and Afro-Honduran communities? What measures are being specifically undertaken to ensure connection to internet in all schools in the country, irrespective of their location? And finally, a last question on the right to science. Honduras has one of the lowest science and technology investment rates in the region. What measures are being taken by the government to increase this expenditure and particularly to guarantee the access of women to science, ensuring that the number of female scientists in the country can reach parity, both in academia as well as in the wider scientific profession? As I said, I have a few additional questions around education and cultural rights, but given the way things are moving, I'll leave it at that and maybe I'll add other questions tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mancisidor. And now the delegation has the floor back for 30 minutes, and I understand that it